And a report to be published this morning will highlight the areas where more progress is needed in tackling violence against women. The study, carried out by the Irish Observatory on Violence Against Women, reports on attempts to reduce domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. It finds that more work is needed to reform the family courts and to provide extra refuge beds. Orla O'Connor, chair of the Irish Observatory on Violence Against Women, joins us now on the line. Before we get into this report and what it's recommending, first of all, the background to this. What is the Observatory and what have you been examining?
Yeah, good morning, Rachel. So the Observatory on Violence Against Women is a collection of over 22 organisations that are national organisations all working on violence against women in Ireland. So you'd have, you know, Women's Aid, Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and also groups who are coming with a particular perspective of diverse women. So Akidwa, the African Women's Organisation, Migrant Women's Organisations, Pave Point, Traveller and National Traveller Women's Forum. So there's a huge diversity of groups. And what the Observatory had campaigned for a long time was for the Irish government to sign the Istanbul Convention, and that's the European Council Convention on Violence Against Women. And Ireland signed and ratified it in 2019 on International Women's Day on 2019. And that was a really positive step, because the Istanbul Convention really sets, I suppose, a high standard for what governments and what countries need to do in order to move towards eliminating violence against women.
Okay, so in this report then, you're looking at the progress that's been made, and maybe in some areas a lack of progress. Now, one of the issues highlighted is refuge space. And we know that there are several counties, I think 9 was the figure, with no refuge spaces at all. Has that situation improved?
Yeah, I mean, refuge space is a really key one, because we know that when women are leaving an abusive relationship, that it is a critical time and they need safe accommodation and emergency accommodation. And as you've said, there are 9 counties without refuge spaces. And this is one area that the convention is very clear on, in terms of, and Ireland should have approximately 500 refuge spaces, and we're well below that. And what's happening right now is, and I suppose this is something for the whole report in a way. The government has launched a new strategy called the Third Strategy on Domestic, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence. And the strategy is very ambitious. And in that strategy, they commit to meeting the standards under Istanbul. But right now, it's a strategy. So no, we're not there yet. We still have 9 counties that do not have refuge spaces. So it is a really serious issue. And I think it speaks to really so much of what's in the report. We have a good strategy, and the focus now needs to be on implementation. And the challenge is implementation.
All right. So the promises and the pledges are there. You're talking now about implementation. Can I ask you about another recommendation then? You talk about the need for reform of the courts. What's wrong with the current system?
Yeah. I mean, this was a huge area from all of the members in the observatory and the consultations. So we need specialised family courts. We need better training for our judiciary, for our legal professionals in domestic and sexual violence. And we also need a much greater victim-centred approach. One of the things that were highlighted is the fact that now that there are more women reporting, whether it's, you know, reporting domestic and sexual violence, what's happening for victims is they're often having to go through 3 processes. The criminal process, they're then also in the family court process, and often in child protection proceedings. And that's extremely traumatic for victims. And they're navigating those 3 systems on their own, with very little connection between the courts in order to support them. So that was a particular area that was highlighted. Similarly as well is greater access in terms of legal aid. The costs of going to court are extremely high. And a particular issue within this is the issue of maintenance. And it really affects lone parents and poverty of lone parents. So in Ireland, in order to get maintenance, you have to go through the family court system. If maintenance is not paid, you have to keep going back to the family courts, which is extremely adversarial. And what the observatory wants to see is that taken out of our court system, to have an independent statutory maintenance service that can both decide on the level of maintenance, but can also collect that, be it from through salaries or through social welfare payments.
And has any change in that area been promised?
A review of the maintenance system was being done under the Department of Social Protection, but nothing has happened since. And again, so it is all about implementation, Rachel. So there are commitments to make changes, mm-hmm. but we're not seeing those changes. And I think one of the things that's important is, you know, there are more women coming forward. We know the calls to helplines have increased. We know more women are coming forward to the guards. So we need to have the services in place that, you know, that can actually address that.
All right. Orla O'Connor, thank you for being with us this morning. Orla O'Connor there, Chair of the Irish Observatory on Violence Against Women.